From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
I received a marketing postcard from a local dentist depicting cartoon people of various races and nationalities in front of an American flag, smiling broadly with gleaming white teeth. The dentist was promoting, among other things, laser teeth whitening and invisible braces for adults. Upon viewing these grinning patriots, it occurred to me that a chief characteristic that distinguishes Americans from the rest of the world is the aspiration and expectation of perfect teeth. A principal liberty secured by the American colonists from the British Empire was the freedom from wonky British teeth, and for the past 200 years, Americans have been striving for the pearly heights. Well, perhaps not all Americans. In a recurring nightmare, I am being chased through a coffee shop by a fascist band of whitening strips that is trying to stick itself onto my teeth while another cadre of bleaching trays has set gel traps along the perimeter. I suspect this dental dream is subconscious guilt manifestation over my less-than-glossy teeth. As I awake from the nightmare, I eat a candy bar and I ponder, is it un-American to have teeth the color of cappuccino? Is it unpatriotic for me to whistle through the large gap in my front teeth without contemplating correction and closure? While it is sometimes disheartening to find that the neighbor's border collie has whiter and straighter teeth than me, I will not succumb to the luminescent allure of a perfect set of teeth. And through my toothy imperfection, I hope that the American teeth elite will one day come to appreciate the beauty and inspiration in teeth of various shades and angles. And so smile, all ye snaggle-toothed Americans, and do not despair if the reflection from your teeth cannot attract, like a lighthouse beacon, wayward sailors adrift at sea on a foggy night. While the Founding Fathers may not have anticipated an America lined with invisible dental braces and teeth whitening strips, they did in their wisdom draft a Bill of Rights. A Bill of Rights that guarantees not only the freedom to bleach and straighten, but also the right to bear one's off-white, slightly crooked teeth. With a perspective, this is Sunil Rao.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at acura.com.